Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Yeah, I'm just calling on a flyer that you just that I just received in the mail from you.
Sure thing, I can.
And I did notice on here, and I've checked with some other companies that it's very easy to get the money, but they have a very short-term period in paying it back, which will not work for me. And I do see on yours where you have terms up to 5 years.
Right, absolutely. What would you actually be using the funds for? Because it just really depends on what sort of a program it falls under.
Well, I have a loan out with a bank, and I want to pay that off and see if I can stretch the time out paying it back to minimize what I'm spending every month.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let me look up in our system and see what we sent out to you real quick. Do you happen to have that 16-digit reservation code available?
Yeah, I do. It's right on the front here. It's 2311-2101-0052-0837.
For Metropolitan Health Care?
That's correct.
Thomas Buckles, there you are. Okay. And this is Thomas, I take it?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Thomas. My name is Dennis. If you'd like, I can give you my direct number in case we get disconnected.
Okay.
It's area code 858-519-5315.
Okay. Extension?
Yeah. That's actually direct to me.
Okay. This is Dennis, right?
Right.
Okay.
So as far as getting a longer term, I mean, I think on our unsecured working capital side, the longest I've seen is 24 months.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that you're probably, would it need to be longer than 24 months?
I was thinking like the 5 years that's on there. But it would be secured as far as the equipment. It was an equipment line for all our ambulances and you know, it will be paid off here in the next 2 years, but the payments are very steep every month. So what I'm looking at is, you know, trying to expand here and cut down on the overhead that we spend every month. And it's just, you know, I'm getting this stuff in the mail. I have talked to a couple other companies. Our credit is no problem here, but it's just the longest they'll go is 18 months, and that would defeat me doing this. So,
well, we may be able
that's
to go.
What I'm looking at, so.
Yeah, I mean, we might be able to go a different route if we are able to secure it with equipment. It would have to be equipment that's owned outright, though, and you could just do a collateralized type loan program in which we, you know, secure the collateral as the actual means of lending to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's an option, usually those terms are...
Do you expect personal guarantees from, like, myself or whatever with this also?
They do, but the loan itself doesn't report on your personal credit, so it's not a trade line that'll show up on your personal credit.
Oh, but you do require a personal guarantee, though.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Borrowed by them. Okay. Well, that'll count me out, Dennis. I've been in business 20 years, and I used to have to sign my name to everything. But as of last 10 years, I haven't had to do that. Our company is solid enough where that's not required. And I'm getting older, and I don't think that's the route I want to go right now. So.
Well, we do have a corporate guarantee where no signers have to be involved. It just requires a little bit more paperwork, but we do have that option available as well.
Well, that would be the option because I've had my name on a lot of stuff here, and it's all clear right now, and I'd soon keep it that way.
Gosh, I can't say I blame you at all. Well, no, we could look into that. I mean, it would just be secured with a collateral, but we can do it as a corporate guarantee and just do it on the business.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we can definitely look into.
You could go the 5 years with that.
The approvals that I have received recently for secured have been up to 5 years. Yes, they have.
Okay, and let's say that we borrow the amount of $220,000. What type of interest and what type of monthly payment on a 5-year plan would you want with that?
My interest should be fairly good. I mean, a similar loan that I just did. They had a little bit more time in business in your company, but everything else was basically what you've told me at this point. I believe their rate came out to a 3.7, was the actual rate when it was all said and done. I can figure the math on that for you, but fairly good rate. As far as the amount, though, they usually will give you a 2-to-1 ratio. So you would need to have, at least, sounds like about $400,000 plus in collateral. Is that an option for you?
No, I don't need that much. Around 220 would be more than sufficient, Sal.
Right, now that shouldn't be a problem, but the way they look at it with collateral to secure it with any assets, they would have to have at least 50% more of the actual loan amount, so they give you a 2-to-1 ratio. So if you have, you know, $100,000 worth of equipment, you can figure that they'd be lending you right around $50,000 as an actual loan amount.
Okay. So, well, see, that's, I owe about $220 to pay that off. So what would I need to do to pay that off to the bank?
Well, the titles themselves have to be clear as well. They have to be owned outright, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, we have a fleet of 40-some vehicles here. That's complicated. So.
Gotcha.
Very complicated.
Are any of those owned outright, or?
Well, pardon me?
Are any of those owned outright? Do you own the title to any of those?
Some of them are, but they're older cars. They're not worth a whole lot. It's the newer ones that are worth the money, so.
Gotcha. Well, if you want to think about it a little bit, that's probably the best route to go to give you what you're looking for the longer term, is just to collateralize it with equipment. And then there's a 2-to-1 ratio you can expect as far as the actual amount they'll lend you based off the collateral as well.
I'm not quite following you, Dennis, on the 2-to-1 ratio. What is that?
It's just 50% of the value of just 50% value of the actual equipment itself.
I see. Well, if that's a possible possibility to do that over a 5-year period, and with that amount of money, can you figure out what it would cost us and send me an email?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. What's a good email address
for
you guys?
Just give me something I can look at and put to paper here.
Absolutely, makes sense. Sure. What was that? What good email address for you, Thomas?
Okay, it's Tom B as in boy.
T O M. Okay.
T O M B as in boy at Concord concordemes.com.
Okay, so tomb@concordems.com.
That's correct.
All right, Tom. My name is Dennis. You've got my number there. All my contact information will be on this email.
Yep, I got it written down right in front of me. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, and just give me what information you can, okay?
All right, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.